The Apostle Peter said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Pentecost was promised and foreshadowed in the Old Testament. Amen. On the day that the law was given, was commemorated in a feast. The Bible says that they come together at a mount called Sinai. Moses went up on top of the mountain. He stayed up there for 40 days. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. And when he came down, his face was glowing so brightly that people couldn't even stand to look at him. And he had in his hands some tables of stone, and the law had been written on that by the very finger of God. And he brought that down to the people, and there was thunder, and there was lightnings, and there was fire on the mountain. And God had said, I want you to put up a barrier, because if the people get too close and they touch the mountain, they're going to die. They'll not be able to handle the authority and the power of God. They can only come just so far. Amen. What a powerful manifestation of the presence of God. What an awesome and solemn exposition of the presence of God. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah said it this way in the book of Isaiah chapter 28. He said that for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith the weary are caused to rest. And this is the refreshing. Hallelujah. Hey, but it wasn't here yet. It was just a promise. He said, one of these days it's going to come. Hallelujah. One of these days it's going to happen. Ezekiel said it this way. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. He said, now that hasn't happened yet, but one of these days it's going to happen. It's coming, friend. One of these days it's going to come to pass. Jesus Christ came with these promises. He said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Little bit later on in his ministry, he went to Jerusalem at the time of the feast. And it was the commemoration of the feast. And he was standing there in the blazing sun. He stepped up on the steps of the temple as the priests were pouring water, and the parched people watched as it cascaded down the steps. And at that very moment, Jesus lifted up his voice, and this is what he said. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, amen, which was not yet given. But I say not yet. Not yet. Because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. He said, but it's coming. But it's coming. but it's coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then he said another place, the Bible said they were all gathered together in a room. He said, peace be unto you as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. And he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. That was prophetic. Hadn't happened yet. Hadn't happened yet. And right before he ascended to heaven, right before their very eyes, he said, go back to Jerusalem, to that upper room. And he said, you tarry there. How long, Lord? Until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen. Until you receive the promise of the Father. Amen. You receive what Moses talked about. Until you receive what Isaiah talked about. Until you receive what Ezekiel talked about. Until you receive what Joel talked about. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. That's what the Lord said. Amen. That was the promise. The Bible said they went and they tarried. And they prayed and they waited. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all of the house where then they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it filled all of them. And all of them, hallelujah, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance, hallelujah. And whenever that happened, they just sit there and quietly folded their hands and waited for the preacher to quietly finish his message, pray the benediction so everyone could go home. Well, that wasn't what happened. A whole lot of folks today wouldn't be comfortable in what happened. But that wasn't what happened. Amen. I mean, folks that are nervous, it just wouldn't do for them to be there. Hallelujah. The Bible said that it spilled out. And they found themselves down in Solomon's porch where the crowd was. And they were talking in tongues. Everybody say, talking in tongues. Hallelujah. They were talking in tongues. And people were understanding what they said. There were Parthians and Medes and Arabians and people from Crete and all of these different places. And they heard them and they said, how can this be? These are Hicks. I mean, these are Galileans. Same thing. These are uneducated people. These are unlettered people. They've never even been to seminary. How can they speak our language? Hallelujah. Missionary testifying at the conference just said it again. I mean, they were way out in the boonies somewhere in the backside of one of the African nations. And there was a little old girl out under a tree where they were having church. And she started talking in tongues. And she was speaking in a beautiful English tongue. Hallelujah. And she was speaking the mighty works of God. She'd never heard English in her life. Not the first day. She didn't know anything about the English language. But the Lord said, I'm going to let you talk in a language you've never spoken. I'm going to encourage a missionary over here. And she began to speak the mighty works of God. We were in Colombia, a little girl about 5 years old, could barely speak Spanish. But whenever they were praying with her at the children's service, she started talking in English. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I don't mean she was just babbling. She was saying, how wonderful are you, O Lord. How vast and good. Words that she would never, a five-year-old wouldn't know. Even in Spanish, much less English. And she's just praising God and giving forth this very beautiful language. Hey, I'm telling you something happened at Pentecost. the Bible said the first thing happened is they were all amazed. They were all amazed. They thought, what? How in the world are these Galileans? And they could tell they were Galileans by their accent. Amen. Hey, when we talk, you can tell we're not from New York City. Amen. And that's the way it was at Pentecost. They knew what a Galilean sounded like. And they said, these are not from Jerusalem. Amen. These folks are, how in the world do they know all of this? Just a bunch of fishermen and carpenters and tax collectors. How in the world can they know what they're doing over here? Amen. And they're talking in tongues and they hear that and they're just, the Bible said, wow, they were amazed. They were confounded. They didn't know what to think. And their natural reaction for some people is always to mock what they don't understand. And the only way that some people could explain it was they just said, well, the only thing that we can explain this is these people are drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and they're drunk. I mean, they've been hitting the bottle real early. Amen. Peter did not deny the charge. He said, I am inebriated and under the influence. But it's just not as wine as you suppose. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm under the influence of something, all right. It's making me act a little different than I normally do. It is very much influencing my life right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what happened. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. He was saying what Isaiah wrote about being a refreshing and about being a rest and about speaking in another tongue. He's saying this is that. What Ezekiel was talking about, putting a new heart in a human being and putting a new spirit in a human being. He said, that's what's going on here, folks. We just had a Holy Ghost heart transplant. He took out my stony heart and he put in a spiritual heart. Hallelujah. And he didn't write his law on a table of stone, but he wrote it on the fleshy table of my heart. And the word of God is alive in me. Hallelujah. This is that. Hallelujah. And he got to preaching, friend. Hey, I'm telling you, these men had been hiding in a room behind closed doors and locked windows. Scared to death that the enemy that crucified Jesus was going to come and get them. Now here they are. Woo! Amen. Out on Solomon's porch, way out in the open, bold as a lion. And Peter stood up and he began to preach. Amen. He started preaching this same Jesus that is both Lord and Christ. He said, you have taken with cruel hands and you have crucified him. And people were quaking and shaking in their shoes. And they looked at one another and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Huh? That's not what he said. Oh, that's not what he said. Amen. He was answering a question under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And the 11 were standing right behind him saying, woo! Amen. Preach it, brother. He didn't say that. That's what a lot of churches are saying today. But that's not what Peter said. Peter said, repent. Hallelujah. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Father and of the Son. Christ, which is Jesus Christ. Huh? No, he didn't say that, did he? He wasn't confused about what he was saying. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As a public profession of your faith. No, how'd that get in there? I have no idea, but that's what some folks tell you today. But that's not what he said. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you want to preach that, that is not this. That's not it. Amen. He said, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, the removal, the washing away, the blotting out of your sin. Hallelujah. How do you get rid of sin? By baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. That's how your sins are dealt with. And there is no other biblical way. Amen. I'm asking you tonight, is this that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That was Pentecost. When he got through preaching, had a pretty good response. 3,000 were added. Amen. Just that day. Amen. Boy, they had an influx. 120. 3,120. And then the next time, 5,000 more. 8,120. And then they said they quit adding and started multiplying. They have filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. And then it said, they which have turned the world upside down hath come hither also. And you know what? Everywhere they went, they preached the same thing. Amen. Praise God. Yes, they did. Amen. The Lord called Philip down to Samaria. And he went down to Samaria and started preaching. And the Bible said he baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, he did. He baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus, and there was great joy in the city. Amen. But nobody had received the Holy Ghost yet, because the man that had the keys hadn't come on the scene. Amen. And they sent to them Peter and John, because the Lord said, thou art Peter, and I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. And he came down to the Samaritans, and the Bible said, when they began to lay their hands on them, they began to receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If it wasn't necessary, why did they send Peter and John down there? They already had been baptized. They already had repented. They already had joy. But something was missing. Hear me tonight. Maybe you've been baptized. Maybe you've repented. But if you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet, something is missing. Hallelujah. Amen. He went down to Cornelius' household. Peter didn't even believe his own preaching. Remember what he said at Pentecost? He said, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Not just Jewish flesh. Not just Jewish flesh. But Peter's interpretation of all flesh, well, what that really means is all Jews. But that's not what the Lord said. He thought the Lord was kind of stretching it when he brought the Samaritans in, but they were at least half Jewish. Amen. But then the Lord had to give him a vision to convince him to go down to Cornelius' house. And he said, what I have cleansed, let no man call common or unclean. You go to that Gentile's house, and don't you doubt anything that I'm going to do when you get there. Peter went to Cornelius' house, and he took some witnesses with him. He wasn't going there by himself. It was a good idea. Yes, it was. And the Bible said they went in, and Peter started preaching. Hallelujah. And while Peter was yet preaching or yet speaking these words, the Bible said, and the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Hallelujah, which believed. And the Jews that were with him, they all marveled that they received the Holy Ghost as well as the Jews, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. And when Peter got through, you know what he said? It says, and Peter suggested to them that maybe perhaps they could be baptized if they wanted to. Oh, now what it said? It said, and Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, the Bible says what it means and means what it says. This is that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Didn't stop there. One day Paul was walking along. He met some guys coming out. And they got to talking. The first thing he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, well, we hadn't heard anything about the Holy Ghost. He said, well, how were you baptized? He said, well, we were baptized under John's baptism. And he said, well, that's okay. That wasn't what he said. Huh? Well, what difference does it make, right? What difference does it make? I mean, they were baptized in water. They were even baptized by immersion. What was the difference in John's baptism and Jesus' baptism? The name. The name. The name. The name. The name. That was the difference. The name. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they got rebaptized. Somebody asked me one time, well, if I've already been baptized, should I be baptized again? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. If you were not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that's the only biblical way to be baptized. Amen. And so he rebaptized them in the name of Jesus. The Bible said he laid his hands on them. They received the Holy Ghost. And guess what they did? They began to talk in tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pentecost continues. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. And then 100 years later, it was still happening. 150 years later, it was still happening. 300 years later, it was still happening. But there were some other voices coming in. There were some other voices that said, well, you know, what we really need to do here so we can appeal to more people is if we can mix a little bit of Plato, not Plato, Plato. If we can bring in some Greek philosophy and mix it with Christianity, if we can get some Greek philosophy and mix it with the Bible, then it'll make it a lot easier for people. And all these people that are coming, you know, they don't really believe in one God. It's hard for them to do that. So if we'll split him up a little bit and make two or three out of him, it'll make it a lot easier for folks. Yeah. And you know, this Holy Ghost business, it's sometimes it's hard work getting the Holy Ghost because you got to get rid of self. Amen. And that's a little hard for some folks. They just didn't like all that noise anyway. So they said, you know what we'll do? We'll just anoint people with some oil and say, you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you know what? We're going to make it. It's hard for people to live without sinning. So we're just going to make it where you can give money to the church and we'll say a little prayer for you. And you can sin all you want to that way. And as a matter of fact, they began selling, and talking about church history, they got to the point they were selling what they called indulgences. If you wanted to sin, you could go to the authorities and you could pay for your sin ahead of time, then go ahead and go sin. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. They were having a big building project going on. They needed some money real bad. And so they started selling indulgences. If you wanted to commit adultery, you just went and there was a price and you paid the price for adultery and then you go ahead and you're already forgiven for whatever happened. Huh? That is not this. That is not this. Amen. No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. The Bible prophesied that there would come some dark ages. Amen. That there was going to come a time the church was going to go through a deep, dark valley. Amen. And there was going to come a time when they would not endure sound doctrine. But they would heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. Don't tell me that, preacher. Don't tell me that, preacher. Tell me what I want to hear. Amen. Tell me what I like to hear. Amen. Don't tell me that I need to repent of my sin. Don't tell me that I need to live a godly and righteous life in this ungodly world. Don't tell me any of that. Don't tell me that I've got to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Don't preach like that, preacher. Don't tell me those kind of things. Amen. Don't preach that to me. Just tell me what I want to hear. Amen. And you know what? If you'll preach like that, you can have a crowd. The largest church in the United States right now is in Houston, Texas. And every time the guy writes a book, it's an automatic bestseller. But he don't dare offend anybody. He preaches no doctrine whatsoever. Just make me feel good, preacher. Tell me what makes me feel good. I don't think Peter did that on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says when they got through preaching, they weren't shouting and rejoicing. They were pricked in their heart. They were convicted. They felt so bad, they were quaking in their shoes and said, men and brethren, what in the world are we going to do? But he had an answer. Hallelujah. He didn't say, now everybody has to find their individual way. You know, there's many, many roads going to Chicago. So different people find God in different ways. And, you know, and you can call him by different names. No, sir. It got real narrow. Amen. Peter was so narrow, if he would have fell on a pin, it would have put both eyeballs out. I mean, he was straight as he could be. He didn't leave any questions. And you know what? In the New Testament, they never quit preaching like that.
Right. That's right.
When Peter, or when Paul was converted, you know what he did? He went out in the desert and prayed and fasted, and God revealed this truth to him, and he preached the same thing. And when he went up to Jerusalem 15 years later, to confer with the apostles, what he had been preaching was the same thing they had been preaching. And he said it kind of plain too. He said, and I, or if an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which I have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. He made it kind of plain too. What am I saying tonight? Amen. Folks, we got to know that this is that. Now, how in the world can I know, Brother Grissom, if this is that or not? Here's the way you know. It's right here. It's written down just as plain as it can be. Hallelujah. You don't have to go any further than this right here. Amen. Praise God. I know scholars. I know a young man went to Bible college. His brother was studying in another church. And the other church he'd been studying for 5 years to be a preacher, and he'd never studied the Bible one day. He studied every kind of philosophy. He studied what the church fathers, so-called, had written. He studied all kinds of stuff. But after he'd been studying 5 years out of six, he'd never studied the Bible one day. Praise God. You know what? What I appreciate our Bible college is when you go there on day one, you open the Word of God. And you open it every day until you graduate from there. That is the primary textbook. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you study it from cover to cover. The man said, from Genesis to maps, you covered the whole thing. You don't leave anything out. You study it word by word and verse by verse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, folks, this is it right here. Amen. You want to get confused? You start reading what people started writing 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 800 and 1,000 years after the apostolic age. Some guy come up with what he called progressive revelation. You know that... that the longer we go, the better we understand the Bible. Wrong. You want to understand the Bible, you get as close to Jesus Christ as you can get. Amen. You go back and start reading the red letters. That's the beginning of understanding. You get just as close to Jesus, because the further you get from Jesus Christ and the further you get from the apostles, the more diluted doctrine becomes. Amen. That's why we preach the apostles' doctrine. The same thing Peter preached on the day of Pentecost is what we've got to preach today, because this is that. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, this is that. Now, don't get too quiet on me tonight. What was happening before I started preaching, that was that. It's the same Spirit. It's the same apostolic thing. Amen. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same moving of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad to say today that we're still a part of a church, that this is that. This is that. Hey, let's don't ever lose it, folks. Hear me tonight. Praise God. We got some young people here that need our example, and you need to get it for yourself. This is not something that grandpa can get for you. This is not something mom and dad can get for you. This is not something somebody else can rub off on you. Amen. In the old early days of Pentecost, you know, they used to have brush arbors. All through this country, they had brush arbors. They didn't have church buildings. Couldn't afford them. Amen. And so they'd go out and get some trees and put some brush over and cover it to keep the stuff out, and hang some lanterns and build some old benches out of slats and for people to sit on, and the mosquitoes would come in and the bugs would come in. And so they'd get the, I don't remember if you remember those little spray cans, you know. And they'd get some bug spray, some insecticide, and they'd pour in there, and they'd get that little can, and they'd go spraying so that they'd kind of hold the mosquitoes down. You know, it's kind of hard to preach with a mosquito going down your throat. Even if it's got his tail lights on all the way down, it's still kind of hard. And so they'd spray for those bugs. And you know what? There were people say, you know what makes those people act like that? They spray them with some stuff. I saw them spraying, and they got through spraying. People just acted real funny. Boy, I wish I had a truckload of it. If there was something I could spray on people to make them act right and get the Holy Ghost, I'd start a factory. Amen. But it ain't something you can spray on. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been sprayed on, all right. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. All right. Think I will. Amen. And there's nothing spiritual about that. Matter of fact, that'll kill your pride if anything will. Amen. A lot of folks got the Holy Ghost in spite of folks praying with them. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Got one on one side shoving. Amen. Say praise the Lord, brother. Another jerking over here saying, amen. Say hallelujah, brother. Yes. Amen. Praise God. But you got the Holy Ghost anyhow. Amen. My uncle used to, Brother Hendricks used to come here. He said, you know what? He said, if I have to get the Holy Ghost saying glory, 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 I'm just not going to get it. Guess what he was saying when he got the Holy Ghost? Amen. He was saying glory. Glory, glory. And then all of a sudden they started talking in tongues. Don't you tell God what you're not going to do before you get the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're setting yourself up for some feat. One guy said, I want to get the Holy Ghost. He said, but when so-and-so got the Holy Ghost, they saw a bright light. He said, I'll know when I get the Holy Ghost when I see a bright light. And he prayed, 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 and he didn't get the Holy Ghost. One night, some lightning hit a transformer right outside the church. Boom! Bright light. He started talking in tongues. Praise God. Sometimes humors us a little bit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But you see, hey, you're going to get rid of everything to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody said, I have to get the Holy Ghost. No, you have the privilege of receiving the Holy Ghost. It's not going to sneak up on you. Amen. It's not going to sneak up on you. You're going to get it when you surrender everything that you have. Now, you may not understand what's going to happen. Amen. Jesus Moreno, a Venezuelan boy that my wife witnessed to over here at the junior college years and years ago, was praying right here on this side. And he'd never been in a Pentecostal church. Amen. She was witnessing to him. Came from a very, very wealthy family in Venezuela. And he was down here and he was just... Venezuelans are very proud people. And he was praying in his Venezuelan way. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hit Jesus. Amen. He fell to the floor. He was talking in tongues. And when he sat up, he had the most beautiful, shocked look on his face. And the first words he said was, "I lost control." Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what happens when you get the Holy Ghost. You lose control. You surrender control. He takes control. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is that, folks. This is that. Amen. And let me tell you, they need this. Amen. Now, we've been going through some things now for a while, and we're making some good progress, but I want to tell you something. The devil would like nothing better than to keep us confused. Because if he can keep us confused, he can keep us from telling them about this. Amen. Praise God. You know what we need to help us? We need to get a whole bunch of new babies in here. Amen. When you get a bunch of new babies in a house, and it changes things in your household. Amen. You don't worry near as much about just if your hair is just perfect anymore or not. Amen. You're just kind of glad you got some left. Amen. It keeps you so busy. It changes your priorities. It rearranges everything. Amen. God, send us a revival. Send us some fresh souls. Send us some new converts. Send us some people that are hungry for God, that we can teach them about this way. And in the middle of that, we'll rediscover the joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, the joy of the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Holy Ghost. It's not enough just to say, "I got the Holy Ghost 35 years ago. I want to ask you tonight, do you have the joy of the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. It doesn't matter what you got then. What do you have now? Praise the Lord. Amen. It's dangerous to lose the joy. Amen. You got to keep the joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is that. This is that. This is that. Let's stand together tonight. This is that. Praise the Lord. Anybody still got it tonight? Hallelujah. Has it still got you? Praise the Lord. I've heard people say, "You know what? So-and-so didn't get the same Holy Ghost I got." Well, if they got it, they did, because there's just one. God doesn't have several different kinds of Holy Ghost that He gives different people. Amen. If you believe that, your doctrine is warped. It's not whether you got the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, there's just one. That's it. God has one Holy Ghost that He gives to everybody. But what changes and what the difference is how much of you the Holy Ghost gets. So my question tonight is, how much of you does the Holy Ghost have? Amen. Praise God. How much of you does the Holy Ghost have? He gave you all of Him. Amen. But if you're not careful, you'll start taking a little bit of it back. Amen. You'll start taking a little bit of it back. Praise God. Amen. Let me say tonight, somebody here, you need to receive the real Holy Ghost. You need to receive what Peter preached about on the day of Pentecost. And let me tell you something, you can tonight. Amen. Praise God. Somebody here needs a new heart. Somebody here needs a new spirit. You need a change from the inside out. And you know, amen, sometimes you get so frustrated. Amen. God, why do I keep messing up? Why do I keep doing these things that I don't want to be doing? I need some help tonight. God has a cure for that. And the cure is He takes out the old stony heart and He puts in a new heart. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I am with you, but I shall be in you. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Somebody tonight, would you like to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Amen. You can have it before you leave this church tonight. Amen. You can have it before you leave here tonight. You can go out of this house tonight a brand new person. Happier, and I promise. Amen. I know what I'm talking about tonight. I've never spoken to one person that received the Holy Ghost that left sad. I've never heard one person. I've talked to hundreds and thousands of people that have received the Holy Ghost, and not one of them has ever said, I'm so sorry that I got the Holy Ghost. Not one. Not one. Every one of them has said, "Woo! If I'd known it was this good, I just would have got it a little sooner. If I would have known that what it was like, I just would have got it a little bit sooner." Amen. How about it tonight? Praise God. Somebody, come on down right now. Amen. The Lord is ready. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. God wants you to have it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Come on down right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you got it and your well's a little clogged, amen, let's get it cleaned out tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, so that the Holy Ghost can move and work in you like He wants to do. Amen. Come on, folks. Come on down. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here. It's here right now. It's moving in this house. Woo! Glory to God. That's it. That's it. Just start reaching out. Just start worshiping the Lord right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, renew me, Lord. Refresh me tonight. Refill me tonight. Amen. Restore the joy of my salvation, O Lord. Hallelujah. Restore the joy of my salvation, O Lord. Praise God. Yes. Let it happen. Let Him in. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, saints of God. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. Let's praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord flow in this house. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, it's real. It's real. I know it's real. It's the Pentecostal blessing, and I know it's real. It's real, it's real. I know it's real. It's the Pentecostal blessing, and I know it's real. It's real, it's real. I know it's real. It's the Pentecostal blessing. I know it's real. Well, it's real, it's real. I know it's real. It's the Pentecostal blessing, and I know it's real. And it's mine, it's mine. I know it's mine.
Come on, let's everybody gather around here tonight. Praise God. There's no sense in just standing around. Amen. Waiting for somebody to say, go home. Hallelujah. Let's enjoy the Lord while we're here. Amen. Let's enjoy the Lord while we're here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's enjoy the presence of the Lord here tonight.
It's the Pentecostal.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it's real. Yes. It's real. I know it's real.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I know it's real.
Yes, it's real. It's real.
And I know it's real.
This Pentecostal blessing, I know it's real. Yes, it's real. It is real. Yes, I know it is real. This Pentecostal blessing, I know it's real. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, and I know it's mine.